Good morning. I announced on a recent video about my commitment to looking at 1970. I was a very, very young 16 years of age and heavily into music. My first year in love with this beautiful thing. And I said on that recent video that I was going to look at a number of different genres that covered the spectrum of 1970. This video is looking at singer-songwriters. Now, back in 1970, singer-songwriters never got within earshot of me. I just was not into anyone who'd sit down with an acoustic guitar or played sort of gentle folk music and committed their hearts and souls to the lyrics. That was just not my scene. And so the artists that I'm going to do on this first video on singer-songwriters, I didn't give them the light of day back in 1970. Some of them have slowly crept into the psyche, but I have to confess that habits die hard. And most of the material on this video was relatively new to me. I'd probably listened to it once, maybe twice in 50 years. So, hardly a person who knows his onions, so to speak, with regard to singer-songwriters. So, I'm not going to compete with those on the VC like Calico Silver, like Shannon Makes Music, who are really in on songwriting. I know that a lot about them. But I'm not here to compete. This is more to do with, basically putting your toe in the water. So I'm going to try and restrict this video to 10 to 15 minutes. I don't know how successful that will be. And I'm probably going to cover, depending on the time, three albums, possibly four in this video. So I'm going to start off with Bob Dylan. Dylan has really not been at the front of my list over the years. And I excused myself on the basis that I wasn't into lyrics and I just didn't like his voice. I came around a bit in the 70s with Blood on the Tracks and Desire and Street Legal, but although I have all the albums, I rarely listen to them. But here we are, 1970, so I'm gonna plunge in at the deep end. The first of two that he released in 1970, Self-Portrait, a double album. Lots of cover versions I keep reading. Now, because I can't cover it all, and I have not really the knowledge to cover them all, I'm going to focus briefly on the first two sides, and then I'm going to choose one track that stands out for me and do a little bit of a dive into that track. Okay, so the first side, All the Tired Horses, very nice sort of string section to open us up. Female gospel singers. It's almost like Western soundtrack stuff. Track two, Alberta, a traditional song, and Gruff Bob's appears. I couldn't hear him on the first song. And he sounds great, and there's some lovely harmonica mixed with, again, some harmonies. A dobro guitar, I think. Now, these two songs were recorded in New York, and the tracks on the albums were in two venues, really, New York and Nashville. On this first side, searching down frantically, they were all recorded in New York, bar one. And the one that was recorded in Nashville was track three, I Forget More Than You'll Ever Know. This is written by Cecil Null. And it's a very country's 50s style song with steel guitar. It's got a religious feel to it, I think. But it's very sweet vocals. from Bob. Next up is the track I'm going to highlight at the end, Days of 49. So I'll come back to that one and go on to 5. Early Morning Rain, nice harmonica on this. And it's got a cha-cha-cha swing feel, I felt, with Spanish guitar, very pleasant. And then the last track on the first side is In Search of Little Sadie, another traditional song, but adapted by Dylan. It's got a whimsical folk-like feel to it, and it's got a sense of humour. Exaggerated vocals by Bob, and it's a amusing tale of an outlaw who kills a young girl. Seeing that I haven't finished the work first album, but let's go on anyway. On side 2, Let It Be Me. I love this song. It's got a lovely piano acoustic intro, sparse harmonies, and a nice acoustic solo that's very nourishing. And Bob's vocals are very, very good. This one recorded in Nashville, and there are two on this that were recorded there, the rest in New York. Little Sadie's up next, a folk boogie really, just acoustic guitar, gruff vocals from Bob. And then Woogie Boogie, which is the third track, an up-tempo country boogie with some swiftly guitar and punchy piano. And then the sax offloads to increase the swagger. It's an instrumental. Bel Air, a traditional song, is next up with some accompanying strings. And it's a love song, very much sang from the heart by Bob. Living the Blues is a well-known song to me. It's a bit 50s with some feminine harmonies, and the guitar is picking somewhat. There's a bit of pedal steel thrown in to add a countrified flavour. And then the last track is a live cut. He threw in a couple of these on self-portrait, Like a Rolling Stone. It's a 5-minute version, not the extended version. And what more can you say about this? Possibly his biggest hit ever. Doing justice for singer-songwriters, I really did feel that I ought to focus on lyrics. And so I chose Days of 49. It's about the gold rush, of course. Started in California in 1848 and lasting for 7 years. And it's Bob's tale on the characters there. And I'm going to read it. I'm old Tom Moore from the Bummer's Shore in that good gold golden days. They call me a bummer and a ginsop too, but what cares I for praise? I wander round from town to town just like a roving sign, and all the people say, there goes Tom Moore in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I repine for the days of old, when we dig up the gold in the days of 49. Verse 2, my comrades, they all love me, well, a jolly saucy crew. A few hard cases I will recall, though they all were brave and true. Whatever the pitch they were, they would never flinch, they never would fret or whine. Like good old bricks, they stood the kicks in the days of 49. Then the chorus is repeated and we get on to verse 3. There was New York Jake, the butcher boy. He was always getting tight. And every time that he'd get full, he was spoiling for a fight. But Jay rampaged against a knife in the hands of old Bob Steen. And over Jake, they held a wait in the days of 49. Verse 4. There was Poker Bill, one of the boys who was always in a game. Whether he lost or whether he won, to him it was always the same. He would ante up and draw his cards, and he would go a hateful blind. In the game with death, Bill lost his breath in the days of 49. There was Ragshag Bob, Bill, sorry, from Buffalo. I'll never forget. He would roar all day and he'd roar all night, and I guess he's roaring yet. One day he fell in a prospect hole in a roaring bad design. And in that hole he roared out his soul in the days of 49. Of the comrades, all that I've had, there's none that's left to boast. And I'm left alone in my misery, like some poor wandering ghost. and I pass by from town to town. They call me a rambling sign. There goes Tom Moore, a bum ashore in the days of 49. And there's a closing chorus. Well, what a fantastic rhythmic piece of poetry. I hope you forgive me, Bob, for ignoring you for 50 years. Next up is Loudon Wainwright III and his debut album. I first come across Loudon Wainwright when he was participating in my Saturday afternoon enjoyment on the John Peel show in England back in 1969-1970. John really loved Loudon and he was a guest on his radio show frequently. However, I usually went and put the kettle on and made some tea when Loudon was dishing out his very humorous stories. I did download most of his discography a few years back, but again, rarely got to listen to his stuff. But here goes with his first album. It's very poetic and it's very, very funny. From the beautifully depressing Hospital Lady and Central Square song to the uplifting protest song Uptown. He's a songwriter who at an early age in his career showed tremendous talent for the word. And the album opener, School Days, charms you with the promise of youth in which an adolescent Wainwright boasts of all his accomplishments during high school, exaggerated somewhat, considering a line like, "In the spring I had great hunger, I was Keats. I was Blake, my purple pen pains I would bring to frogs who sat entrapped, who could possibly blame him." However, Wainwright is sardonic in addressing people who think they know the answer or the way. Other tracks, for example, encapsulate this. Four is a magic number. And the one I want to go through with you now is Glad to See You've Got Religion. The music on this, well, it's basic singer-songwriter. I haven't gone into too much depth because this is getting too long again. So I'll go through track that I've selected to read, Glad to See You, You've Got Religion. It goes with Glad to See You've Got Religion, a standout, I think. I'm glad to see you've got religion. I'm glad to see you've gone to God. I'm glad to see you've straightened all your lines and you've evened out your odds. I'm glad to hear you say you're happy. I'm glad to hear you say it's good. I'm glad to hear you say you're finally undoing all the things they knew we should. Me, I'm still in trouble, sorry, sick and sad. Me, I'm still in trouble, but that's all right, because I'm glad to see you've gotten careful about the things you eat and drink. I'm glad to see you've gotten choosy about the things you do and think. I'm glad to see you're getting so adept at all those mystic magic tricks. I'm glad to see you're standing on your head and you're chopping with your sticks. I'm glad to know your psychic power is being put to proper use. I'm glad to know you don't discharge a drop of your creative juice. Me, I'm still in trouble, sorry, sick and sad. Me, I'm still in trouble, sorry, sick and sad. Me, I'm still in trouble, but that's all right, because I'm glad to know you don't get raunchy. I'm glad to know things are at hand. I'm glad to know you have decided this will be your last live stand. Yeah, I'll put that lyric and the Dylan one on a slide so you can look at it at the same time as listening to me. I think you will agree, though, that this one is very, very amusing. This video is getting really long. I'm now going to streamline it. So we're going to only do three albums on this video. The third one I want to do is Mona Bona Jacken by Cat Stevens. He later, after this album, changed his name to Yusuf Islam. Mona was released after he'd spent a year off the circuit and was very ill with tuberculosis. He did recover, of course, and this catapulted him into a different musical area from his pop star days. It was a dissertation created after his running with the deadly illness, and it alternated the personal and affective tones to his music. He turned away, as I say, from his previous pop star roots and began singing songs for himself rather than for commercial success. Now I'm going to go through the tracks as swiftly as I can. The opening track, Lady de Bainville, I will return to because I'm given a reading to that. Just to say, it's a single enchanting tale of losing a lover, beautifully sang. It elevated the tragedy of a lost love, in this case Stephen's girlfriend, former girlfriend, Patti de Bainville, to that of the deceased one. And the critics hinted that it sounded like a soundtrack song. I can understand where they were coming from. The acoustic bongos are also on this, and there's also, so I noted in some magazine, that Peter Gabriel, was back in the mix on background vocals. I don't know much about that. But anyway, as I say, at the end, I will go through that lyric. Track two is a look back at a relationship, Maybe You're Right, that failed. Nice acoustic piano mixed with some strings. Pop Star is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek look at the trials and tribulations of stardom, and about the satirizing of the triviality of celebrity. I Think I See the Light, just a nice piano up-tempo number. A touch on religion, of course, joining the party. Trouble is next up. Solo acoustic melts into the harmonic chorus briefly, and there's some twinkling piano, which I noted. And of course, it relates back to that TB Dance with Death. The title track is next up, and this is apparently a slang term that Cat Stevens used to describe his penis, which was a busy boy at that time. It's a blues-style acoustic number. Seven, I Wish, slightly funky piano with acoustic guitar. Nice solo on this, though, and it's about hopes for the future. Kathmandu turns up with classical guitar chords, and it's a song which epitomizes so many hippies' dreams of going to Kathmandu in the late 60s, early 70s. It was a common desire to find oneself in the nirvana of Nepal. And there's some nice flute from Peter Gabriel on this. It's a very pleasant listen. And the last few tracks, Time and Fill My Eyes and Lily White, are all very present, albeit forgettable. So to conclude this first video, Lady de Bainville, and I'm going to read this one. This was a pretty big hit in the UK at the time. I do remember it clearly. And so here goes with the lyric. My Lady de Bainville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wait you tomorrow and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill, my Lady de Bainville. Why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why did you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? My Lady de Bainville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wait you tomorrow and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. Lady de Bainville, you look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. My Lady de Bainville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wait you tomorrow and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. And then it ends with a la 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 la. And final verse, my Lady de Bainville, why do you grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. Okay, I think that's pretty self-explanatory anyway. So, that is the first video on singer-songwriters. I will do some others. I've got Joni Mitchell James Taylor in the can, so to speak, and Leonard Cohen, I think, and a few more that I'll feast on you in the coming weeks.